All right, right now, let's bring him in, Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
You have rain down there?
I don't know.
It's raining like heck up here.
I don't hear it.
It looks like there's going to be rain in the forecast for the races, which we'll talk about in a few minutes as well, through Saturday anyways, off and on. Let's go to a terrible game last night. Terrible. San Francisco destroyed Oakland 34-3.
Man, Oakland stinks.
Oh, my gosh. So I won that one, and you lost that one, right?
Yep.
So where do we stand in the kitty litter box?
25-15 for me, 24-15-1 for you.
So you're 25-15. I'm 25-15-1.
Mm-hmm.
Damn Cleveland Browns. All right. Very quickly, because we'll get these out of the way so we can get to other sports. Let's do our picks. You want me to go first?
Sure, why not?
Why not? All right. I am going to take a Chicago over Buffalo. Game number one. I am going to take, I'm going to take the next game. I'll take the Chargers over Seattle. Where's Green Bay and New England playing? Is it Green Bay or New England?
I think it's in New England.
There's a lot of dumb games. There's a lot of dumb games.
Yeah, there's a bunch of garbage out there.
Well, I'm going to take LA, the Rams over New Orleans. And then I will take Washington over Atlanta.
All right. What am I taking? I'm taking New England over Green Bay. I'm taking Carolina over Tampa Bay. And I'm taking Kansas City over Cleveland.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good to me. All right, so where do you want to go? Do you want to go right to the races or anything else?
Sure, there's nothing else worthy of my time here today. It's not raining at Churchill, and there's no more rain expected.
Well, that's good.
I don't know where you got your info from, but they're wrong.
All right, got it from the National Weather Service, but then again, it's the National Weather Service, so I agree.
Yeah, it's cloudy today all day. Cold temperatures, right around 50, but no rain in the forecast. But the damage has been done. They got about 3 inches of rain. The dirt course will dry out, but the turf course is going to stay spongy. So just because you see sun tomorrow, don't think that turf course is going to firm up. It's not. That being said, we go to the sixth race tomorrow, which is a turf race. The Filly and Mare Turf, 1.375. This is a three-turn race. I looked. And there's only two horses in this race that's run three turns, and that's who I'm betting. I like the 11 Mom Strike. This horse won a three-turn race at Keeneland. This horse has won over a yielding track at Churchill Downs, has won on a good track and a soft track at Fairgrounds. So this horse can win at three turns. This horse can run on an off track. This horse is 20-1, and I'm taking it. Other horse I'm going to use is the 12 horse, Santa Monica. Another horse that's run three turns, ran three turns up at Saratoga on a good track and only got beat by two lengths, was a 3-2 favorite that day. And this horse is 15-1. That's the good thing about the Breeders' Cup. You get prices on good horses. They run, you make a lot of money. So the two horses I like in the Breeders' Cup, Filly and Mare Turf, which is the sixth race, is the 11, Moms on Strike, and the 12, Santa Monica. Brings us to the Breeders' Cup Sprint, 6 furlongs. Everybody's saying Imperial Hint can't lose. I say Imperial Hint can't lose. Limousine Liberal, who's coming out of the Phoenix at Keeneland, had an absolutely nightmare trip that day. Got stopped more times than a truck on the LIE at rush hour. This horse is coming off a nice work after that race. Has 8 starts at Churchill Downs with 6 wins. This horse is going to be overlooked in the betting. I think goes off higher than the 6-1 morning line because Imperial Hint's going to get way crushed. And I think Limousine Liberal can win this race. I looked at the race again and again, and The Speed of the Speed is the two horse, Promises Fulfilled. Promises Fulfilled is going to give Imperial Hint all that he can handle early, and I think Promises Fulfilled wins the war. This is another horse, is 2-for-3 at Churchill. When you look at Imperial Hint, you see two starts at Churchill, and you see nothing behind it. Churchill is a big horse for course place. I'm not using Imperial Hint. I hope he goes off 3-to-5, and I hope he runs up the track. I like Limousine Liberal, the 8 horse, and the 2, Promises Fulfilled, in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. The 8th race is the Breeders' Cup Mile. It's a turf race. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 2 horse, Next Shares. This horse seems to have put everything together his last 2 times out, running at Kentucky Downs and Keeneland. And last time at Keeneland, over a good track, this horse won the Shadwell. Sitting mid-pack, making a move, and getting the job done at 23-to-1. I'm going to use Next Shares in the Mile. Another horse I like in here is the 7, Expert Isle, coming over from France. This horse won by 4 at Ascot, running 7 furlongs. Getting Lasix for the first time. You get Frankie Dettori up in this race. I'm going to use Expert Eye in this race. The 9 horse Hunt is going to be scratched, which allows the 15, the Visidario, to get in. The Visidario, I think, is going to be flying late in this race. And with the 30-to-1 morning line, this horse can explode the tote board. So that's going to be a must include for me in this race. So the 7, Expert Eye, the 2 horse, Next Shares, and the 15, the Visidario, is going to be where I'm going in the Dirt Mile. Brings us to the Distaff. I was looking at this race, and I'm looking at the works, and I said it all year. Manomoy's Girl is the 2nd best 3-year-old in training this year, and I'm not going to change my stance on it now. Manomoy's Girl going a mile in the 8th at Churchill, where she has won before. 3 starts, 2 wins in the 2nd, won the Kentucky Oaks. Midnight Bisou, everybody's going to be jumping on board with that horse. I don't see it. Midnight Bisou's never won more than a mile in the 16th. I think that's the limitations. You got Midnight Loot in the horse. There's no distance in Midnight Loot. I really like Manomoy's Girl in this race. A couple other horses I might use in here. One's going to be the 6, Verve's Tail. This horse has run against some really good horses. Going to be a bomb price at 30-to-1 morning line. I'm going to use that horse underneath, and I'm going to use the 10 horse, Blue Prize, who has 5 starts with 3 wins and 2 seconds at Churchill, coming off a 3-race win streak. And if you drop the 1 second place finish in the sloppy track at Pimlico, this horse is a half a length away from being 5-for-5. So Manomoy's Girl is my pick in the Distaff with the 10 Blue Prize and the 6 Verve's Tail underneath. 2 more to go. The Breeders' Cup Turf Grade 1, mile and a half, another race that's 3 turns. Enable's going to be the biggest favorite on the board of the day. This horse hasn't lost since May of 2017. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 race win streak. All roads in this race go through the 2 horse, Enable. But one horse I'm looking at who's in really good form, the best form of his life, a 4-year-old, is the 3, Channel Marker. Coming off 2 nice maintenance works at Churchill. And once again, if you look at the past performances, you see 2 soft performances, one at Belmont, one at 3 turns at Saratoga, both wins. So this horse relishes an off-turf. 12-to-1 morning line is a really good play, especially when you're trying to beat a horse who's probably going to be 3-to-5. Nobody got rich betting 3-to-5 shots, but I'm going to take a shot here with Channel Marker. And one other horse I'm looking at in this race who also won a soft turf race up at Saratoga is the 7, Glorious Empire. So I'm going to use Enable in my exactas, but I'm going to try to beat her in both with Channel Marker and the 7, Glorious Empire. Big race of the day, the 11th race, the Breeders' Cup Classic, mile and a quarter on the main track. A lot of horses lining up for this race. There's 14 going to go to the gate. Without any scratches, we'll have 14, and even with scratches, we'll have 14. People are looking at McKenzie saying that this is the horse, this is the horse. I don't think so. You look at the Pennsylvania Derby, it was a very, very slow race. They went a mile and an eighth in 152. You get 30 claimers can run a mile and an eighth in 152. Yeah, it's Bobby Baffert, I remember the best Breeders' Cup I ever had in 1999 when I was at Gulfstream. Baffert had the favorite in every race. I threw one of them out, and I had the best day I ever had in any Breeders' Cup. I'm doing this again tomorrow. I don't like West Coast. I don't like Mendelssohn. These are horses that are going to get bet. I don't like Mind Your Biscuits going a mile and a quarter. I know he's one for one at Churchill. I don't like sprinters going a mile and a quarter. It's not going to happen. Three horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 10-year Sheeta. Won the Woodward first time on the dirt up at Saratoga. You could say did not beat a lot. Well, guess what? He did beat a lot because my top pick is coming out of the same race. Anytime I see a Sunday Silence horse, I respect it. In my opinion, Sunday Silence is one of the top two breeders of all time. This horse can run all day, 10 to 1, 10 post, working well at Churchill. Yoshida is a must-use in the Classic. Other horse I'm going to use is the 3, Catholic Boy. This horse won the Travers. I loved him that day. Didn't have a lot of speed to run against, and guess what? He doesn't have a whole lot of speed to run against again tomorrow. The only drawback with Catholic Boy, he has not run at Churchill Downs. So his works are kind of fair. Jonathan Thomas isn't letting the cat out of the bag, but I really like Catholic Boy in this race. My top horse is going to be the 4, Gunnavera. I love the way this horse is working out at Calder. I still call it Calder. I refuse to call it Gulfstream Park West. A lot of Breeders' Cup horses working out at Calder have won big races in the Breeders' Cup. I think Gunnavera does the same thing here. A very positive jockey change from Zayas to Irad Ortiz is a big move for this horse. Like I said, been working out good, has run at Churchill Downs, has not run great there, but he caught a wet track in the Kentucky Derby with 20 horses, got bounced around. There's not 20 in here tomorrow. This horse is going to be coming late by Dialed In, who ran a nice Kentucky Derby a few years back. And if you look at that Woodward, he ran second, closing like a freight train to Yoshida. He gets a little bit of extra distance here tomorrow. I think Gunnavera blows up the board in the Classic. So the 4, Gunnavera, the 3, Catholic Boy, and the 10, Yoshida's my box. And I'm going to use Gunnavera on top with a few win tickets.